Okay, we're booing in stereo now at the moment. I'm just at the Royal Opera, and we've just all seen the final dress rehearsal of Aida. And what did everyone think about it?
It was my first ever Royal Opera House experience, and it was pretty sensational as a whole. There were elements in the production which I didn't necessarily enjoy, but I absolutely loved the ending. Very, very beautiful, beautiful ending.
Okay, and what about you, Leslie?
I thought it was fantastic. Again, I've not been to much opera before. I knew nothing about Aida whatsoever, but I don't think I've ever sat through a production and been quite so grabbed for so long. You know,
absolutely,
it was very intense.
It was very intense. And you, Ian?
I reiterate the point already made. Huge spectacle in the second act, which was fabulous. I don't think I've ever seen so many people on stage. Mildly disappointed there was no camel, which someone had mentioned earlier on. But beautifully moving with it. Fun. Yes.
And you, Ethel, what did you think? It's all fair in love and war, even if it's a love triangle.
Absolutely. Bizarrely for me, this is the most intimate production I've ever seen of Aida, because the only other times I've seen it are either at Verona with, you know, the
camels
and elephants and anything
lions
else.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Anything else I can throw on that huge stage. Or massacred at Earl's Court by Raymond Gubbay. But this is an extraordinarily intimate production as well, because as well as the grandeur of the Grand March and the trial scene and so on, there's a beautiful intimacy and a beautiful rapport between the characters who form the sort of love and duty triangle.
Absolutely. And what this David Mavicka's production actually highlights to me, because I saw it when it was done in May last year, but it's very an intimate show. It's almost like Act 3. I don't know what everyone else thought, but I was like exhausted after watching it when he gets caught giving away state secrets and she's there and it's, and you know, the father gets killed to give it away, the spoilers and that. By the time the curtain went down, it was like, oh, I'm breathless.
Well, it absolutely sped by. I mean, it must be something like 3 hours, including the interval. And it just didn't feel like that. It just whizzed through it. And the other thing that we should speak about, perhaps, is the choreography and the sort of thematic samurai and martial arts theme that just runs through it.
It's all about war. And love.
And love, and blood, and sacrifice, and ritual. And it's just glorious. It really is. And it doesn't feel inaccessible. It felt very entertaining, and, as I say, very quick.
And the partial nudity?
Was there partial nudity? I thought there was total nudity. There are thrusting bazooms.
Yes, but the bottoms were covered.
There's a strong amount of tit thrusting in this show. You can quote me on that. Johnny Fox, there is a substantial amount of tit thrusting in this show. Now, that may fill it for the rest of the run, or it may have people fleeing from the Royal Opera House.
I think it's a great date opera, then, isn't it?
Yes, it would be date. It would be a good date night.
You
yes.
All, yeah.
Exactly. So will you go again, Jake?
I think I will, yeah. But I'd like to see something a bit more contemporary and something very, very traditional, and then I'll be able to find what I actually enjoy in between all of that.
Fantastic. Leslie?
I would definitely go again. I'd never really considered coming to the Opera House for opera, believe it or not. Only pay for ballet or anything like that.
There,
but now I'm very interested.
Yep. And Ian?
I think so, but it was nice to be treated to amazing seats, which I think also had an effect. You know, we were extremely well seated.
Yes. Sitting in the cheap seats is one experience, but
I think that this was amazing to be able to see the actors up close. And be so close to the orchestra.
So there you go, pay full price. And Ethel, last word.
Well, you can get a pretty amazing seat here for 60 quid, which is what you pay to see a West End musical.
Or
and
even more now.
The investment in a production like this at the Royal Opera House is just 100 times more than you get even in something like Priscilla or The Wizard of Oz. So it's definitely worth your cash.
Yeah. I think that, at that note, over and out.
Okay.